Charlie, thank you as always for joining us. Yeah, that looked quite an interesting training session.
Yeah, it's good. Boys getting a bit tasty out there.
Yeah.
we had like quite an honest meeting yesterday about our defensive performance. You know, 34 points at home isn't ideal. So, hopefully we'll see a change this weekend.
Yeah, you mentioned 34 points at home. Obviously, that is a disappointment by far and away. Having said that, La Rochelle, would it be fair to say, Charlie, were probably the best side you played this season?
I think they certainly got some good backs out there, good exciting players. I don't know, I haven't played all the games. I think it's a frustrating game. We controlled the territory in possession and didn't get enough from that. So we've had a look at our being a bit more clinical in their half and trying to convert those chances.
You mentioned chances. I think, to be fair, that game really was a case of they took their chances, Queens didn't take their chances. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think you read the same newspaper as I did that had that heading. I think, you know, they capitalised on our mistakes and we gave them a lot of pressure and they, you know, they kept us out. So, just need to be a bit more composed this week, I think.
It's a game that, and to be fair to you guys, were always chasing, but to your credit, at least you came away with a point.
Yeah, it'd have been nice to get that fourth try as well at the end. But, yeah, a point, points make the difference sometimes at the end of these tight pools, so yeah, we're by no means happy with it, but it's better than nothing. Yeah.
It is a tight pool, as you quite rightly say, Charlie. This Sunday's game now really is a real crucial game, isn't it, against Wasps?
Yeah, sounds cliche. We just think about each game as it comes. Let JK and the bosses think about bonus points and, you know, all that sort of stuff. We just want to put performance like we did 5 weeks ago up there and just improve on last week.
That what you mentioned, that was a few weeks ago, it was an outstanding performance, wasn't it, from everybody actually. If you could replicate that, you've got a chance of coming away with another victory.
You'd hope so. They're obviously going to be, you know, pretty desperate to win as well at home after they lost last week as well, so should be a good game.
You played last week. You've enjoyed your European experience so far?
Yeah, it's good to be back out there. I've got happy memories of playing Wasps in Europe, so looking forward to this weekend.
Very much. Obviously, you haven't had so far too many first starts. At least you're beginning now to get a couple of first starts. Having said that, this particular squad is very strong all round, isn't it? It's difficult to break into.
Yeah, so just gutted, sort of pulled some ligaments in my ankle in August, so that kept me out for September, but then came straight back in, so it's good.
I was going to ask you about that. Is everything okay now?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Brilliant. Yeah. So hopefully we can get some sort of result against Wasps.
Yeah.
After that, then of course we start going back to the Premiership, where, to be fair, the form hasn't been too bad, has it, in the Premiership?
We're sitting seventh, so not great. I think it's Worcester.
That's right.
Worcester at home.
Worcester, that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, your home form has been good, to be fair, in the Premiership as well.
Yeah, we lost to Leicester at home, which was frustrating. Yeah, I don't know. We need to make sure we're at it every week. Like last year, problems with inconsistencies and we seem to have sorted out our away form winning at Wasps. So that's sort of that's one good thing, but we just need to be consistent every week, attack, defence, both sides of the ball.
Brilliant.